We're waiting to talk to Eva Longoria. What is she up to? Well, she's promoting a show that she's the executive producer of. It's called Ready for Love. It's already aired. It's on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. following The Voice on NBC.
So it'll be on tonight.
It is an innovative and dramatic new relationship show about making real connections as opposed to all those other shows that make those fake connections. She has hand-selected three successful and handsome men who are committed to finding the right woman with whom to share their lives, and she invited eligible women from across America to participate and find out how easy it can be to find true love. You can follow them on Twitter at Ready for Love.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the billboards for this.
Yep.
I'm going to have to ask her when she's on the phone. What's the difference here besides it's having three guys instead of one guy?
These guys are ready for love.
Oh, the other guy's just, you know, he's there for me for love.
Right. These guys are ready, Frank. And I want to know, too, if she, because she did hand select, I saw in an interview, she hand selected these guys. So I sort of think.
So she knows these guys?
Well, that's what
Is
I want.
Her friends?
That's what I want to find out. But also, like, I feel like I'm a good matchmaker. I've made some matches for people. So I want to know if that's what she, like, in her real life. Has she actually hooked up friends? You know, you have those people who are like,
she has to be.
I know the perfect girl for you, or I know the perfect guy for you, and actually made good matches. I think I'm pretty good at that too. Like I'm fully confident that I could find you, you know,
me,
you somebody if I needed to. Yeah.
When are you going to run into somebody that I would like?
A bowling alley waitress or AA.
In a box on Skid Row.
Because you like them wounded ones that you can take care of. No, I think that I would be a good matchmaker. I could find anybody in this room somebody. If once I get to know you and sort of what you're all about.
How many people have you successfully hooked up?
I don't have any marriages under my belt.
Then you suck at it.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I've had...
you've had people break up.
I have had
that
people
break up. That means you
suck
at it.
No, but if they were together for a year...
That means you still suck. That means you basically wasted a year of their lives introducing
no,
to that
they
person.
No, they had a great year to see.
Look how you spin it. Everybody who breaks up after a year feels like they wasted a good year.
No, that is not true.
Probably
at all.
For the last 6 months of that year, they were arguing the whole time.
For a year, they had good times. I think that counts as I made a match for a year. A relationship is a long time.
No, I think good matchmakers
get
make lasting matches. That's what I was saying. Ready for Love is about finding, you know, finding it. The true love. True love doesn't last a year.
Oh, no, hang on. But she also says this on this Ready to Love show, when they choose their final woman and the couples decide if they're going to get engaged, married, or simply live happily ever after. So they don't necessarily have to get engaged or married. They could just say, I found my match for happily ever after. We're not getting married. That's not what this show's about. This show's just about finding your match, not necessarily to get married. So it's not like The Bachelor where it's going to be, I'm going to get down on my knee on the season finale and propose.
But isn't that the payoff? Isn't that the payoff of the show is to watch this guy down on his knee and then she says yes? I mean, I'm waiting for that girl to say no. Like, she made it to the end and she's like, ha-ha, sucker.
Or she goes, what? I've only known you like 3 weeks. What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
That'd be so great.
But they all say yes. In this case, it's going to be like, hey, I know we just met. You want to keep on dating?
Yeah,
oh, lights up,
you
know, roll the credits. Eva comes out, puts a crown on her own head, and then they walk off together, all three of them.
We'll have to ask her what the...
When is she going to be on the phone? Because I had to take a break earlier, and she, you know, and you rushed me into it, and now she's not even here. Mm. She was supposed to be here yesterday.
Eva.
Oh, seriously, I'll have to call my buddy. See, here's the thing I'd ask her about, too.
Okay.
Because my buddy dated her roommate.
Oh.
And so he knows Eva Longoria, and I'm thinking that if she knows, she'll know him. Because it's my buddy Pat. And I told everybody the stories about Pat. I'm going to have to ask her if she's seen Pat's scrotum trick.
You're going to ask Eva Longoria that? She's a big Hollywood star.
Well, I'm thinking if he dated her roommates talk, she had to hear about Pat and his incredibly large scrotum.
Okay, so Pat and the roommate did not end up staying together.
I don't know if they're still together or not. Pat moved to Dallas, Texas. He's working for the Cowboys now.
Okay, so we'll have to ask her, maybe. I'm curious.
Yeah.
What if
is she on the phone now?
What is she? Has she seen?
Is she not on the phone now?
Oh, good Lord.
They're a couple minutes late. They were a couple minutes late a couple minutes ago.
We may have
now
to
they're a couple
go.
Minutes late now? Now I got to wait on her?
Mm.
I'm about...
Clearly, she's not ready for our...
She's not ready for an interview. How many times is she ready for love? Seriously, this is day two now?
Hmm.
She's leaving me on hold?
Hmm.
Who's she talking to? Ricky Smiley?
She's just dishing with Gary.
She's just dishing over there with Gary.
Yeah.
Trying to hook up head crack.
Good luck, Eva. Good Lord.
All right. How about we take a break and come back? I don't think we can.
Can't take a break.
She's like, no, you can't take a break. We just got to keep stretching the soup. All right, I'll tell you a story about Pat before Eva Longoria gets on the phone. All right.
And we can find out if she has seen Pat.
This is what my buddy Pat could do, okay? He could reach down into his pants, not even unbuckle his pants or anything. He reached down into his pants, pull his scrotum out, pull it over his shoulder like he's tucking himself into a sleeping bag. No. Yes. True story.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to have Eva Longoria confirm that.
I don't think, if we were camping and I was freezing, I don't even think I would go, hey, Pat, do you mind coming over here? I'm cold.
I mean, hell with Bear Grylls crawling into a dead camel. Let's just follow Pat in survival. Oh, Eva's on the phone. Hello, Eva Longoria.
Hey, Eva.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. We're just talking about Ready for Love and all that stuff.
You're a busy, busy girl, huh?
Fun.
You got this show, Ready for Love. You're the executive producer, which basically says you handpicked the three guys and you invited all these girls to come out to be on the show where they're going to find true love. Are you normally a matchmaker in real life?
I am. I am a really good matchmaker. You know, I'm a really good business matchmaker. I always pair people up that should be working together. You know, I'm always going, God, you're so talented, and this person.
You need to meet this person, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to meet this person. You've got to meet this actress. I'm always doing that. But it is a fun show. And I, you know, the reason I did it was because I wanted to modernize the dating format. You know, the way we date now is so different. We have, you know, internet and social media and matchmakers. And so we have these three amazing guys who are ready for love and three great matchmakers who are helping them find it.
Did you know these guys? Are they your friends?
No, we picked them out of obscurity. They didn't want to be reality stars. They weren't, you know, looking for fame. They were amongst hundreds of guys I interviewed, hundreds. And we should have taped all the interviews just because they're some of them.
So what you're saying is the three guys that made it to the show are three guys that you would date?
Absolutely. I wouldn't realistically date them because they're on my show.
Right.
But I would set them up with my sister or any of my friends because they are truly gems.
You have Ben Patton, who's a businessman from Dallas, Texas. Tim Lopez, a musician from Santa Barbara. And Ernesto, who is an entrepreneur with a social vision. He's from Miami. So you're kind of hitting all the spots there.
Yes, and they're just so sweet. They're, you know, they're good looking, they're very successful, and they're just missing that love in their life.
Now,
so they have come on board. Huh?
Now, Eva, Frank and I were talking about before you got on the phone about how I think I'm a good matchmaker in my life too. Like, I'll meet somebody and I'll go, I have just the girl for you, or I have just the guy for you. And I said, I haven't got any marriages out of my connections, but I've had long, you know, I've hooked people up where they've had
a long... Which means she's a horrible matchmaker.
See, that's where we argue. I mean, I think that they've had a long-term relationship, so I would consider that
a
success.
Yeah, that's successful.
Right.
Speaking of long-term relationships, I don't know. We have a mutual friend, and I don't know if he's still dating, I think it was your old roommate, but my friend was Pat Thompson. You know Pat?
Oh, I love Pat.
I know. He's a good friend of mine. We met out in Denver, Colorado, and he said that he was dating your roommate or something at the time.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Pat was a great guy.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about Pat's trick that he could do with his scrotum?
No, did not.
See,
Let me tell you this. Ask her next time you see her. He could go into his pants, pull it out and tuck it up over his shoulder like he was tucking himself into a sleeping bag. True story.
Stop it.
True story, Eva. Swear to God. I know Pat. Ask him about that. Ask him if he knows me.
Oh, yeah, that's
going to
be an awkward conversation.
Seriously. Have him do the trick. At parties. It's hilarious. Ava, it's been wonderful talking to you. If you ever get a chance to come in here and hang out with us, please do, okay?
Ready for Love is tonight at 9 p.m. following The Voice on NBC, which is obviously an awesome spot to be because The Voice is super successful. So we'll be watching, Ava.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.